Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Havoc? Juggalorada Radio. The fuck you listening to? Better nobody. Strictly wicked motherfucker. Yeah. Whoop. To all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. Juggalorada Radio. Bringing doggers where I go, was painting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, was painting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Off the wickedness and keep it realistic. This and teenage girls are throwing fits cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more in its finest form. The darkest fucking rain I can bear through rainstorms, plastic up and chopping something. Turn a prime from you and nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches with the wicked shit. We skating wicked bridges over bridges. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real self, fucking with me. It's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learn. It's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio. Yeah, what up, Havoc? Bringing doggers where I go. I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker. Now we spit the shit. Bringing doggers where I go. I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Put it into this sick motherfucker, now we finish it.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Ride Radio with your host, Tavi Cole. Let's get a G of the co-host, Cycle Killer. I'm going to finish off Raw, so I'm going to go on no fucking track. I think just for the hell of things, I'll go into Bang, Pow, Boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've all come a long way to be here tonight, and we say welcome. Welcome to the Dark Carnival's very extraordinarily special presentation. You have been personally selected to witness this once-in-a-lifetime breathtaking bomb-ass event. Live and in person, right here, right now, without further ado, please welcome the dynamic and explosive Dark Carnival superstar attraction himself. This is Bang, Pow, Boom!
With a bang, they can stop to everything. Your complete annihilation is the reason he came. And a pow, he's flipping everything out. Turn your whole fucking world into a mushroom cloud. And a boom, he's your inevitable doom. Nobody escapes and everybody's consumed.
Welcome to the Dark Carnival Super Show. You're a specially invited guest, and I'll tell you what about. Cause you're the evilest pedophile, rapist and abusers. All together we've got 50,000 of you losers. You're all about to witness an incredible sight. Nobody's ever lived to tell about it, and don't think you might. It's about to rain flames, frames and brains. To be blown into pieces is the reason you came. Racist bigots, white beaters, judges and cowards, all crowded together expecting a show and some dollars. But instead the shit you're gonna see, you'll feel it in hell. It's a constant explosion, see and feel it you shall. With a bang, it's a Nevada, but nothing is better. It's the perfect place for you and your intestines and flatter. And well, bang, call, boom, steady stops you all out. You in the hell.
bell for the nuclear fallout. With the snakes and face, creepy sneaks, hoods and crooks, horny freaks, shady ladies, evil Ernie's, Richie Ricks, and Charlie Cheeps. Bang, pow, boom. They say the show is the bomb. A heart is straight up explosive, some even call it napalm. Nobody's battles back, this ain't no kind of war. It's a one-way execution. Blow you straight the hell through the floor. What the fuck you think you here for? Sound the alarm, ladies and gentlemen, meet shit and duh. Let's bring them on with a bang.
Annihilation is the reason he came. And a power, he's wiping everything out. Turn your whole fucking world into a mushroom cloud. And a boom, boom, it's your inevitable doom. Nobody escapes and everybody's consumed.
The nearest thing was sick from demented brains and thoughts. But here they are, all together, every one of them caught. This is a celebration, and bet the carnival's cheering. It's about to walk the bang, pow, boom, makes an appearance. And the winds in the sky will carry away all the ash. But for now, let us enjoy the Big Bang Splash with a bang.
Say goodbye to everything. Your complete annihilation is the reason he came. And a pow, he's wiping everything out. Turn your whole fucking world into a mushroom cloud. And a boom, boom, it's your inevitable doom. Nobody escapes and everybody's consumed with a bang. Annihilation is the reason he came. And a power, he's wiping everything out. Turn your whole fucking world into a mushroom cloud. And a boom, boom, it's your inevitable doom. Nobody escapes and everybody's consumed with a bang.
Done yet. Mwahaha. There's 13 minutes of this track. So I guess we'll unmute people until the rest of this track decides to start going.
What up?
Ah, shit.
So, how'd you like the Ryback heel turn?
Well, really wasn't a heel turn there, Chris.
Yeah, but still, like I said, what about his pay-per-view record? Was it like 2-13 or 2-10, 2-11?
And if you compare that to the streak that he was on when he first came in,
and yet losing at every pay-per-view for a year.
Uh-oh. And here we go. Yeah. That's Mikey Clark. And we're the Insane Clown Posse. And this here is the Chop Chop Fly. If you heard something similar to this, fuck that, cause we the shit. Juggalos, what's our signal?
Whoop whoop.
That's right. Now what we're gonna do is clap four times quickly and bust the signal.
Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. But let's do it again. Some of y'all were a little slow on that clapping. Let's try it again. Here we go now.
Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop.
Not bad, not bad. But some of y'all just need to loosen up. Just loosen up. I know everybody has their own little dance they like to do. Their own little personal get jiggy move. We're gonna bust it right now. Get loose, y'all.
Get loose.
Looking good, Juggalos. But some of y'all still got rigor mortis. We need to loosen on up. We're gonna get jiggy in your own kind of way. Come on.
Get loose.
Oh yeah. But you know, it wouldn't be a Juggalo party if somebody didn't get shot. Now right about now, I want you to picture you have 2 9mm, one in each hand. And here's what you're gonna do, Juggalos. You're gonna take those guns, right? Put them in the air and fire, 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 fire. Put them in the air and fire, 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 fire. Oh, yeah. Now, right about now, your neck is red. That's right. We all got a redneck. And we're sipping that moonshine right about now. Everybody's a redneck, and we're all do-si-doing, spinning around. Here we go. Shoot that redneck. Bust, 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 bust. Okay. Now clap four times and bust the signal.
Whoop, whoop.
Again.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
All right, y'all. B-boy stance. Cross your arms. Fold your arms. Cause we the shit. We the shit. We the shit. What are we?
We the shit. We the shit. We the shit.
Cross your arms.
Fuck shit, pussy ass, motherfucking damn bitch, bitch, damn, motherfucking
all we are, a family up in here tonight. Everybody look to the person next to you, in front of you, behind you, give them a dap. Come on.
What up, what up, hey.
Bust your shit.
Get up.
Up. You missed somebody. Someone got away. Pull out your guns. All right, juggalos. Let me hear that filthy mouth.
Fuck shit, pussy ass, motherfucking damn bitch.
Yeah, there it is, chop chop slide. Also known as the Juggalo Step. And always remember, what album is this on?
Bang Pow Boo.
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 What album is this on?
So quiet. Are we having a moment of silence for Barack Obama?
Fuck Obama.
What, did he die?
Hopefully. Now, I did see a funny picture on Facebook, though. It had Kim Jong-il as Android 19 from Dragon Ball Z. And Obama with Goku saying, I got this. That was pretty
You're
funny.
Smoking.
Yes, I am. But not weed, man. I could not get weed today. I was pissed. No money.
But yeah, no, I could. But you know, I could have sworn we were all quiet because of the fact I played something off of Bang Pow Boom.
Yeah, that was a shocker. I was sitting there like, "What album is this on? The gayest ever."
Yeah, no, I will agree. Fucking Bang Pow Boom was the worst album ICP ever put out.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. The Tempest was pretty bad.
I would rather listen to the Tempest. Then Bang Pow Boom.
Well, and so was the Calm. The Calm sucked balls too.
Yeah, but the calm and the Tempest were a little bit better than that. So in the fact,
like, they need to just go back to the way they were.
I mean, especially with the fact, if you really think about it, you know, with Bang Pow Boom, they gave haters, you know, the most easiest fucking track to pick up on, and just, you know, and even though they use it over and over and over again as a fucking diss.
Oh, the main thing that fucking pissed me off is I got Mediacom for cable, and I was on that bitch, and I looked at videos one time, and Miracles was on that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's the track I'm talking about.
What are you doing?
Magnets, how do they work? Man, that was the... Yeah, gee, thanks. Now every single fucking hitter actually knows that fucking track, and that's the one that they fucking pick up off of it.
I don't know, dude. That shit was even on Daniel Tosh.
Yeah, I know.
Stupid ass juggalo kid.
Okay, I'm like lost.
We're talking about the work.
Is that giggly?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not giggly tonight, not after what I found out.
Although I noticed, I saw you were going to bed and shutting your phone off. I was wondering if she's going to be on JRR tonight.
But no, we're talking about the fact that Bang Pow Boom is a horrible album.
Yeah.
And the fact that
Miracle, I do know one that was
horrible too.
I do know one that was just equally as fucking horrible. And I love the artist to death, but that shit was equally horrible. Gang Rags.
Actually, no. I think Gang Rags is actually pretty good. I mean, compared to fucking Bang Pow Boom, Gang Rags is actually good by Bullies.
I don't know, dude. His first one in Clockwork Orange, or Clockwork Gray. That was fucking pretty sick. I'm thinking of the movie, my bad.
Don't you mean also Colton Grundy, too?
Colton Grundy was good, dude, but Colton Grundy was fucking sick. I'm not going to lie, dude, but his first album and Clockwork Gray were the best.
I really loved.
Oh, my bad, Mandy. Sorry.
No, I interrupted you. I'm sorry. But all I was going to say was, by the way, Havoc, last night was very fucking awkward. Just saying.
Well, yeah.
I know, when Havoc left, I hit the box like a butch.
Yeah, he did. he was in the middle of the box a lot.
Like, at the end of the show, dude, I was in a box, and right when he put me in the box, he logs out of controls. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
And just, you know, Dick List, the first album was one with G in the Hood.
Yes. Yes, that was fucking the shit, dude. I mean, and my favorite song by Blaze, though, is Blaze and ABK, Hood Rats. That's just, you can't beat it, dude. And Shotgun. Shotgun was fucking sick, too. But, bitch, he's a hood rat. I'm just trying to fuck, do it like a rat, face down and suck. That was, like, hilarity.
It's kind of funny, you know, like, because, you know, like, it's still shocking that, you know, Blaze has only put out 4 albums.
That's because ICP wants all the fucking FaceTime.
Well,
ABK's put out...
Well,
God, ABK, I hate not being high. My brain don't work.
Well, ABK's put out, like, a shitload of albums, though, man.
I know, but I mean under Psychopathic. He didn't put out all that many.
He put out 4 albums on the Psychopathic.
Twisted put out, like, more than ABK and Blaze combined. Which, don't get me wrong, I love Twisted to death. But I believe ABK and Blaze both should have got more FaceTime, and I feel like they should still be, Oh, man, why is my brain not working tonight? I need pot.
Do what? I'm Psychopathic?
Yeah, I think Blaze and ABK should still be a duo.
As far as I know, they still are.
I mean, Drive-By. Like, they took Drive-By off the map, dude. But Drive-By is no longer. Well, maybe they are now that they're not under. Well, no, Blaze is not under Psychopathic. ABK is.
But they still are Drive-By though. Even if he's not on Psychopathic.
I know, and the reason that fucking they took Drive-By off of Psychopathic was because they were getting more FaceTime than ICP, and ICP didn't like that. And ICP going mainstream is just totally pissing me off. You know, I'm surprised there ain't been nothing but mutiny. Now they got this cold 187, the Dayton family. I'm just not a big fan of them, dude. I really ain't.
Danton is not even signed anywhere.
Really? See, this is what happens when my computer breaks and I can't get a hold of it. I can't find this shit out. But regardless, dude, Psychopathic's a bunch of clowns now, dude. No, I know it's kind of ironic that I use the word clowns, but it's gone to shit. I'm still going to be a juggalo till the day I die.
Well, I mean,
but damn.
Well, I mean, Psychopathic, you know, still has artists up. They still have artists signed to them.
Yeah, but it's not the same anymore.
I mean, hey. I can say something. I saw a concert clip from like Twist or whatever, and they explained why they left Psychopathic was because they just can't see it staying around too much longer as a label. They think it's going to die off.
Yeah, that's exactly what they said because they, what was it? My homegirl, she was at a concert of theirs, and they sat there and actually explained to everybody why they left Psychopathic.
They said they saw it dying off somewhere within this year.
I mean,
well,
don't get me wrong, you know, I still support no matter what. I mean, like, if they're on Psychopathic Records or if they're not, I still support them because they're still fam in my eyes. Hold on. May I finish, please?
Yeah, I apologize. I thought you were done.
It's fine. But like I was going to say, was a lot of fam now that I've noticed, hell, my best friend's brother has been down for years. He just got his Hatchet Man removed all because Twisted left Psychopathic. It's stupid shit like that is what gets me. A lot of people are dropping the Hatchet or not repping it anymore or whatever, all because Twisted left Psychopathic and then other shit's going on.
I think the one that's part of Psychopathic, in my eyes, I don't see as fam, is Cold 187.
That I can't agree on.
And hell no, he had no right remaking Assassins.
Okay.
That was my favorite fucking song ever, and he just totally ruined it.
You realized his entire album that he put out through Psychopathic was all beats that were used by Psychopathic already, right?
Dude, honestly, I never listened to Cold 187's album. After I seen that video on ICT's website, I boycotted him for bit old out. I never even listened to another song. Don't really care to. Just total bullshit. You know, ICP has over 2 million dedicated juggalos to the Psychopathic movement, but at the same time, they're going to lose 2 million dedicated juggalos because they're fucking up and going mainstream. I mean, they were on Lopez Night for all goddamn fucking sakes.
Yeah, but you know what? Come on, man. I mean, think what? You know, Tech N9ne's mainstream though, too. Think about that.
I understand that with Tech N9ne, but you got to understand, no racism intended here, but Tech N9ne is a black rapper, okay? And he is sick at what he does. And, of course, he's going to rap with other black rappers, you know, all these mainstream folks. But at the same time, Tech N9ne's got a difference about him. You know, ICP set their fucking goals to be different, okay? Tech N9ne didn't. Tech N9ne is strange, but at the same time, he grew up hood as fuck. Music is reflection of self. Them going mainstream, they're not reflecting themselves. They're being fake.
The way I kind of see it with Tech is, he's basically done, like, every genre there is in rap, like, every subgenre. I mean, like, he started with horrorcore back in, like, Angelic, and then, like, he kept switching it up, he switched his style, and he keeps, like, jumping back and forth, so it's not really a problem, because he keeps it new. And, I mean, the whole thing I can see with ICP and Twisted, I mean, sometime I could probably see them going off against each other, But, I mean, who knows? I mean, if they go off against each other, I think Twisted would probably win that.
Chris, you said this before.
Twisted's so much more lyrical than ICP in every single way. That's why.
Yeah, but you gotta also think about it as like if they do go at each other, it's gonna put a wedge in a lot of shit. The gathering is no longer gonna be the same. Concerts are no longer gonna be the same. People will not even know what the meaning is anymore. And that is what I fear the most. Because honestly.
I see full-on Juggalo fucking apocalypse if they go at each other. I see full-on Juggalo civil war.
That's what I'm saying. We don't need that because it's already bad enough that we're on the FBI list and they're actually keeping tabs on us. But what will make it even worse is if they do go at each other. Because that right there is just going to take a rift and split, like, it'll actually be a fucking wedge jammed right in the fucking middle. You'll have people who are for ICT, and then you'll have people for Twisted, but no in-betweeners, because the people that are the betweeners are going to get hurt first, and that's what I'm afraid of.
That's already happened. Anyways, what up, Ghetto G?
Oh, God.
Nothing, man.
Oh, my God, he's quiet this
watching.
Time.
Hey, G, I like that thick chick pic you put up. The metallic shirt with the purple thong, that was sick.
What?
Apparently,
the girl in the Metallica shirt and the purple thong.
Oh, yeah. One of the sex pics that Ghetto likes to post or share.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. And by the way, Ghetto, like I said right now, Tori Wilson has the most fucking amazing pussy ever.
What the?
He's got the Tori Wilson playboy.
Hell yeah. And that shit's dope. And that pussy's fucking amazing. I love that pussy. I love to fuck that pussy.
Ashley, the other diva that was kind of newer but kind of older.
Which one was that?
That was kind of newer but kind of older.
Dick aside, motherfucker.
Like, she's a few years old, not like Tori Wilson old.
Well, you know, that doesn't really help any.
Like, Ashley was a rocker chick that used to go with Brian Kendrick and Paul London.
You mean Ashley Mazzaro?
I don't know her last fucking name. I just looked at her body. What's the truth?
Boy.
Well, they say the truth will set you free. Well, maybe if I tell the truth, Ashley will help set my nuts free, you know?
I doubt that one.
Semen away.
What?
Go, go, power semen.
Yeah,
I'm afraid to see you stoned.
I'm actually better when I'm stoned. I'm more chill.
First, this guy tags us in photos of himself naked on his bed. And now this.
That was not me, fucker. That was your bearded pirate lady friend.
My bearded pirate lady friend.
I'm just not even going to go for this.
I don't know any pirates.
I'm confused, so I'll just sit here and take
it. I'm going to go Hobson with it. He had big moves and said, "Arm, matey."
I don't even know.
I'm sorry. Can you enlighten us on what that is? Because nobody here.
Hobson with it. That was like a twist on Hobson lyrics.
Man, I don't listen to Hobson.
Hobson's the worst.
I know y'all don't.
So I don't. I won't know these lyrics, my friend.
We'll just agree to disagree on that one. But he said, because you're a bitch who dates hard ladies with a big beard who says R matey.
No more. You know what?
Put in a tiny box of saying that dude's name.
Exactly. Stick with Gundam, you get five
minutes.
No! Man, they make the damn noise like they're about to get shot or something.
It really did. It was awesome.
No! And then they're gone.
That's okay. I chased off fucking Mr. Payphone.
Jeez, that was quick.
Well, he called in, and then I played fucking, and, you know, I was in the middle of playing Bang Pow Boom, and he left.
Jeez.
Who?
He doesn't like fucking ICP either.
Who?
The person doesn't like Tech N9ne, doesn't like ICP.
Oh, they call me?
Who calls in from a payphone.
So tell me again why that dude calls in here.
And how the hell does he move his payphone around?
He doesn't like Tech N9ne. Apparently he doesn't like ICP either.
What the fuck does he like? What, like the Rugrats?
The Rugrats?
I have no idea. I'm trying to guess what he probably does like.
Man, I was about to try to do the theme, man. I almost sang the Doug song, though.
But I don't know.
So who won that main event there?
That would be John Cena by countout.
Yeah, because I don't know, for some reason I was asleep.
And then Ryback came in the ring and attacked Cena. So it turned heel.
Wait, hold on. Did you say Ryback attacked Cena?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And apparently
so he turned heel.
And apparently, according to Chris, that's, you know, him turning heel.
Well, I'm pretty sure a face attacking another face in the ring for no reason is a heel turn.
Well, that Tons of Funk match, that finally happened tonight, right? Who won that?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to that one.
Me either.
Man, all the shit that happened tonight, man, should have happened yesterday.
But, Chris, you do realize that, you know, when Ryback took out Cena, he picked up the WWE title, right?
Afterwards.
So, that's probably the reason why he went after John Cena, because he wants the title.
Somebody blowing bubbles?
Hey, she giggles. He gets 5 minutes in the box.
Sweet.
Jeez, man, I'm taking people out left and right, and all I'm saying is words.
So, Ghetto, how do you feel about Dolph Ziggler being the new World Heavyweight Champion?
There's a lot of crazy shit going on during that.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's all right, even though I really don't like him.
How about the fact that on WWE.com it says Ryback turns on Cena, which basically means he turns heel?
How do you turn on Cena when he's not even, like, his partner or anything?
but, you know, I think it's funny how, you know, they keep, you know, Big Show and even JBL keep bitching about the fact, even, you know, Buck Cookie bitching about the fact that apparently, you know, the Big Show turned on fucking Orton and Sheamus. But they don't point out the fact that, you know, when Orton's getting his ass whooped, all Big Show's doing is just fucking standing outside the ring, not even going in to help him.
Well, that's because he wanted to
Orton
tag.
Orton tagged himself in.
He wanted to tag, but instead of tagging the Big Show, he tagged Orton. Sheamus.
No, Orton tagged himself in.
Yeah, but still. Think about it. Big Show tagged himself in before, too.
So technically it's even.
There is no even in a match when somebody wants a tag in to win a match and then somebody else tags themselves in like an asshole.
First, you noticed how, you know, in the early part of that match, Sheamus was going to tag in Randy Orton, but Big Show tagged himself in. And then finally at the end, fucking Big Show got all pissed because of the fact Orton did the same damn thing.
Man, I wish the Shield would have got caught on fire.
That would have been funny as all hell.
Because they were literally right on the ring whenever the fire went off. Man, I wish they would have got burnt. That would have been awesome.
But I must say this, though. You know, I think if the Big Show, you know, wasn't all fucking being a bitch and actually, you know, decided to actually help win that match last night, the match would have went on and then the Shield would have finally lost the fucking match.
Kind of like Ryback does at every pay-per-view.
Now,
yeah, what the hell's his name? Ryback hasn't won a pay-per-view match ever.
Well, since June of last year, or May. But I mean, his pay-per-view record's like, what, 2-10, 2-11?
Except Chris, you realize,
Wait, what the hell did he win?
He won Extreme Rules and the one following that.
And then,
but those were jobber matches. So it doesn't really count for anything.
Except, Chris, you realize, you know, the Hell in a Cell match, he got screwed over by Maddox.
Yeah.
And then again, in the Triple Threat match, got screwed over by the Shield.
Yeah. So when did he win?
So, yet a loss still counts as a loss.
And I guess
that's how much Vince McMahon cares about pushing him. To have him lose every pay-per-view he's in.
You just tried to tell me he won something, but he didn't win anything. Now, which is it? Did he win? Did he lose?
He beat some jobbers, like at Extreme Rules and Judgment Day, or whatever the May pay-per-view is called now.
Extreme Rules?
No, that would be the April pay-per-view, the one following that.
Well, how's that the case, since Extreme Rules is the next pay-per-view?
Yeah.
And yet still in April?
Chris, you realize we just had WrestleMania.
Yes, I do. And you realize that WrestleMania is usually in March, and sometimes it goes into April, the first week of April.
Wait, what?
Extreme Rules is next month, Chris.
I know that. But, yes, Extreme Rules is on the... Oh, that is May 19th. Well, okay, never mind. Time is today. It's Over the Limit. He won at Extreme Rules and Over the Limit, and then he's been on a losing streak ever since.
Jeez. Chris Logic is falling short tonight.
Ain't that the truth? But I got to track the play because I got to take a piss.
Wow, first time for everything.
First time for everything. I was trying to play.
Hound dog ass motherfucker. Raise up off my nizzle. Get off my nuts. Get off me, bitch.
Yeah, motherfucking hound dogs. What? Swinging from my balls so hard, it's like I got a third nut. And look,
yo,
I don't care who you know, bitch. Look a fine, get the fuck to the back of the line. Line the whole thing, you my cousin. Like my mama and your mama's sister or something. Oh yeah, we down. Go ahead, let them in. Knuckle hammers to the chin. Be down with me and I'll be down back. Put my dick in your mouth, you're gonna hit your neck snap.
Crank.
In fact, ho, fuck out my butt. Ask questions like a mutt, but ain't down the fuck. You see him come, you see him go, you see him come again. From my dick to twist his dick,
and then
to find a J's dick, to blaze his dick. Try to grope us with their paws. Goddamn hound dogs.
Wow, wow, wow. Step on out to get a little fresh air, but I can't do that. I get attacked like a cardiac. People run from front to back, I like side neck. Ain't nothing wrong with giving me props, but acting like the punk ass cops are swinging off my knuckles. Gotta stop. Walk around, spreading rumors like you know. Singing shit, you heard me tell a hoe after a show. Oh me, I don't play that shit one bit. Fuck around and get your head cut off right quick. Psychopathic bitch boy, piece of ass. Specializing in splitting a hound dog back. Plotting against the whole world of facts. So get off my dick, and I'm out like that.
Alright, dog. Yeah. Wait, come here. Oh my god, you don't remember me?
No.
I had a crush on you for like 9 years.
I don't know you, fat bitch.
It's me, Jenny. I sat behind you in Miss Crowberry's chemistry class.
Bitch, I ain't even go to school.
No, I'm saying if you were to sit there, it would have been the shit.
Bitch, I
had to sign my shirt.
Yeah, I remember school. Hoes back then was like,
yo, brother, yeah.
Years passed by, and look, I'm a star. Now on them hoes like,
yo, brother.
I'm still that nerdy ass voodoo nut. Now I got hound dogs sniffing my butt. I could have a worm hanging out of my dick hole, and they'd be like,
well, I think it's cute, though.
Miss me with all that, I ain't changed any. Look at me, I make Big Pun look skinny. I'm ugly as fuck, resembling a Klingon. Hoes still let me get my ding-a-ling a swing on. What up with these pop kids buying my shit? Mainstream groupies, get off my dick. I wanna see real juggalos at shows. Fuck these backstreet Richie fake hoes.
Fat bitch.
No, what? Fucking dude, that dude don't make no sense.
What?
Fucking stick with conundrum. Because as a simple fact, he calls back in and he hangs up. I want to get past the goddamn storyline. Okay, anyways. There's one way for this fucking shit to go past and get fucking past this fucking storyline. Now that Mandy's been in the box for like 13 minutes, we'll take her out.
What the heck?
What the heck? You giggled.
I am fear.
You didn't fear. The fuck?
I said, I can't really hear it, is what I said.
Dude, there's, you know, before we played that track.
She was in the box before we played that track.
Exactly.
I was going to say, I thought I was in the box.
Yeah.
So and even if she did giggle while she was in the box, we wouldn't have heard it.
No, Chris. What I'm saying is the fact that she giggled before she got her 5 minutes and I, you know, then, and then we went into the track, which is like 6 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
I see.
No, I don't think you do.
I've got to take a long piss break so we play a 6 minute track. Got it.
I've been back.
Well, how the hell would I know how long
you've
been back? I don't really care either.
Well,
no more Crystal Loader.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I got
just got to say, I love how because The Rock got injured last night. Good job, Cena.
Oh, yeah. How did he get injured? What exactly happened to him?
Cena messed up a move on him, but anyways, because Cena messed up the move on Rock and he got injured, so they turned Ryback heel. Which Havoc won't admit that they turned Ryback heel.
Messed up moves, huh? How about that messed up move The Miz did tonight?
He always messes up moves. That's why he's awesome.
Or how about whenever Big E was walking down in a ring and he punched AJ?
That was fucking awesome, too.
like she played it off like she didn't care, man. That shit probably hurt.
I was laughing when I saw it. I was like, damn, he just punched AJ. Oh, AJ.
So how about the fact that Chris is really pissed about the fact that, you know, people are chanting USA for Del Rio when he's, you know, from Mexico?
Man, people were chanting fucking JBL during the fucking Orton match.
I just make fun of the fact they're chanting Randy Savage during the Orton match. Like, I don't really think that's the right Randy.
I think they were chanting RVD at one point, too.
They were.
And then they were chanting, holy shit, I think, too.
I heard it.
Then they started chanting for the king and then Michael Cole.
I agree. Bizarro world.
Like, really? Oh, they're chanting for Michael Cole?
The fact that, you know, Chris confused New York for New Jersey.
Like, they really didn't give a shit about the match that was going on. They were just chanting.
Randy Savage over here.
That's fucking awesome.
They did the damn wave.
That crowd, I think they should be inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, man. They
made the show more entertaining. because they couldn't chant anything right.
I don't think they were trying to.
Me either.
I don't know either.
But it was hilarious.
I think they just wanted to chant, man. They probably all drunk as fuck. Like.
They should start chanting Kendra Lust or Chris Benoit.
Oh, yeah. That'll go over well.
It would have been funnier.
What game are you playing?
God of War Ascension.
No.
Sounds like fucking
no.
Mario Brothers.
Mario!
No, I think that was, what's the face over there playing Mario?
It's a video that I found. It's a video that I found. It's called Super Mario Cat.
Oh, great.
Say it's Super Mario Brothers, say that.
And every time you hear Mario jumping, the sound effect that it makes, the cat would jump.
Man, people got too much time on their hands.
Obviously. That was great.
That was great.
Sorry, I'm stoned.
That's not an excuse.
Yeah, it's really not an excuse anymore. Everybody says that shit.
Yeah,
the only time being stoned is an excuse is if it's Havoc that's stoned.
Well, I mean, let's see. We've had Poop on the stage way too many times. We had that one dumbass that came here that said way too many times.
Oh, yes, that dumbass.
That dude,
I remember that dumbass.
That dude, Mike, that dude Micah.
Who?
Micah, you know, the one that was calling saying, I'm high, I want to get high, and all that bullshit.
Oh, that dumbass.
Yeah.
Yay, went to
light bulb
for Chris.
Wait, hold on. That thing had a name? I had no idea.
Yeah, apparently. And then you had Spider who called in saying that he was high. You got fucking...
EC.
A.K.A. Dickless Conundrum.
Nah, man. I'm sorry, dude.
Redeem codes.
What the heck?
What the heck?
I could have figured something out. Leave me alone.
That's a lot of things right there.
I am not saying anything.
You don't need to.
I am.
Listen up, Mr. Red.
Mr.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He left. What the? Yeah, I'm breathing cold.
Wait, what do you mean he left?
I don't think Mr. Red was over here.
I wasn't talking about that. Never mind.
Well, now that you said it, but, you know, I guess we have no choice.
No choice for what?
Ignore whatever the hell she said.
You can go ahead and play that Black Pegasus cipher thing.
You can do that.
With him, Calico, and them people.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because you're playing a game, I'll get to it. I'm at Boondocks right now.
Chris, I'm almost at it, man. And I'm not even playing the game yet. I'm saying everything up like the online pass.
Ooh, the online pass.
Wait, what?
Never mind, they're Blondie.
Mufasa.
I'm sorry.
Well, anyways, how about we play the cipher now?
Black P.
team backpack. This is The Cypher, produced by Kato.
A Kato production.
I am the genius Cali baby. Listen, I can pick apart your cipher if you lift it, get you higher. Not my physical, I'm flyer than most of the shit you buying. Niggas couldn't see me if my vitiligo was neon. Nose in the air, staring at the planet that he on. Scratch you on my balls, wet my paws, y'all be gone. Effortlessly, F em, left em, Jeff em, my nuts to be on. Get out my feelings, that's what they telling me. But I'm the shit, you smelling me? And I refuse to rep any letters, this ain't no spelling bee. So what I'm saying, ain't no question who the man is. Cali, keep with Janice, with you Janice, I'ma keep on rep. Breathless, left from respect, there's efforts and death I'm in. Used to be in love with the pen. Don't know what's happening, bread ain't matching the abstract rapping. Now how that's happening, industry telling me money's funny. Now how that's happening, Kelly baby, I'm the greatest of all time. King T back back, I can save you if y'all die. He raps whack and if you say it then y'all whine. I seen that cat, maybe it was with Tech Nine. Kelly baby, okay.
Yo, before I start this shit, my name is Futuristic. My name is Futuristic. Said it twice in case you missed it. My fans is little kids, so they parents, they throwing bitches. Like, let me go to his concert. My album is on their wish list, so I drop it close to Christmas. Do it for the misfits. Little nigga pulling bitches. I'm a Mac, scratch the midget. Get it? Midget Mac. Intelligence, where you lacking at? My DJ in the back, he like a cat. He just be scratching tracks. Look, your bitch can't have her back. Kicking it like hacky jacks. I passed her, then he passed her back. We flip that bitch like acrobat. Y'all ain't half of that. Get them hype like Afrojack. Serial killer eating these niggas like they Applejack. You still think that Zach is whack? Nah, that ain't the case at all. This shit ain't a game and these niggas is playing basketball. That's a funny movie. Anyways, face it y'all, the industry is getting crowded. Bitch, it ain't no space for y'all. And I'm talking like I'm running shit, but I'm not yet. But I'm about to blow, so just consider this the bomb threat. I'm next, so show me respect like a Vietnam vet. And my music strange like Calico and that nigga Tex. But before a nigga gone, tell a friend to tell a hoe, to tell your wife, to tell your mom, put this on your CD-ROM. Futuristic is the bomb. Download at onlyfuturistic.com. Bitch ass nigga.
What up? Shout out to my boy Liquid Assassin. Colorado in this bitch. Yeah. I'm Black P. Full name Black Pegasus. Got bitches pissing on themselves like the Exorcist. Let your American idol make my lumber good. Holding my balls is what she carry under wood. They can be scary, but I ain't fucking running. I feel like morning sex, cause I'm up and coming. They looking out for the God, like Armageddon. Cause you're as exciting as an Amish wedding. These record deals, a bunny ranch, job apps. You get fucked as soon as you sign the contract. So all this industry shit, I ain't on that. So you can back what I bust, no bra strap. On the bus, we all fucking your dame. I'm the light rail conductor, yeah, I'm running the train. Ha, your girl swallowed every child we nutted. And Freddy Krueger couldn't fit more kids in his stomach. Ugh, why do I rap about sex when I'm busting freeze? Cause this game's full of a whole lot of fuckery. You know the drill, quit acting stupid now. You want the crown, well first, take this root canal. Blah!
My name is Jeff Turner, Jeff Turner Music, check it out. Hello.
Yeah, tell me, what the hell is this thing we call human nature? Got us overpopulated, there's a lot of euthanasia. And I'm stressed out every day, got the world on top of me. I light-skinned leader puffing on broccoli. Like I'm no president, I mean what I say and I say what I mean. Like that elephant, not for the hell of it. I'm building my road composed of yellow bricks. And I wanna get free this year of the snakes with spirit, globe-shaped tumor. I'm trying to get rid of this fear. Curse with this gift, just to spit these verbs and adjectives that mix with herbs that are dipped in the best rays of the sun. Get them microphone murderers, flatten the earth's curvature. And we ain't Captain Kirk, we don't set phases to stun. Kill them. And the side of me still scared of rejection. Forever chasing the fleeting illusion of perfection. Now I'm just trying to learn from these things that I've seen. I'ma do what I yabba dabba. Do you got the diamond, huh?
Hey man, you know what to do. Log on to teambackpack.net. Let us know who killed it. Shout out to all these guys, they killed it, man. We at the Strange Music concert right now. Give it up, y'all.
The truth, man, it's the truth.
we're back. Yeah, that shit's definitely dope, though.
Yeah. That video off of YouTube.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm about to definitely go check that shit out, though.
I mean, there ain't very much to the video. But, yeah.
I might as well check it out anyways.
Yeah, may as well.
Oh, yeah, just to piss off Chris. Hey, Chris, guess what game I found in my room finally, which I thought I sold.
And this will also piss off Ghetto, right?
Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3.
That was going to piss off Ghetto as well.
The funny thing about that game is a lot of people have traded that game in.
Yeah, I know. I mean, honestly, I thought I did too, because I couldn't find it for the longest time. Then I found it in a box that I forgot I put it in.
People traded that game in and that Black Ops 2 game in. There's so many, like, used copies of that everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
That must mean how bad the series has gotten.
I'm just saying, man. What the hell? That game must be bad or something.
Exactly.
I don't know. I got a game you could check out that I saw. That's what it's called. It's called Afro Samurai.
Actually,
I would like that too much.
Actually, no. Afro Samurai is actually a game based on the anime series.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a fucking game.
Yeah, I know.
And of course, it's an animated series that you watch.
Yeah, check it out.
I don't know, but that Battlefield game that they're putting out or whatever doesn't look that bad.
But I do think it's funny how at Games of Today, I actually saw the Saw game for PS3.
Which one?
The one you have.
Oh, yeah, how much does that one have for?
Like $14.
Damn, still 15, 14 bucks.
So, if you're going to give it back to GameStop or whatever, you're probably getting, like, $2 for it.
Yeah.
That's why I just sent it to you, because I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'm not going to get anything for it anyways.
Because I got that game, and then I got the Chapter 2.
Yeah, Saw 2, whatever.
Can't even believe that they made more than one game, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no.
It's going to take people a long time to do these fucking games.
That's weird.
There you go. You could have picked up the Saw game.
I could have. If I really wanted to.
Are you scared of a challenge?
No, that's Chris.
How did me when I actually had that game and tried to beat the game and Havoc won't pick it up because he's scared of a challenge?
So wait, hold on, why is Chris afraid of a challenge?
I don't know, I just felt like saying it.
Oh, I thought there was a reason behind it.
I thought there would be a reason behind it too.
No, I just felt like saying it.
Come on, you could have at least made something up.
Yeah,
he's
make
not
it
worth it.
He's not worth it. Jeez, Chris.
Oh, well.
See how much he cares.
Yeah.
What? How much I care that I'm not worth a reason to make up an excuse about? Exactly.
What? Yeah, you finished it.
So how about Drowning Pool's putting out a new CD this week?
That's going to be terrible.
Oh, I heard about that, but I really didn't care for it.
Yeah, that's just because Drowning Pool died a long time ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
Literally. When Dave Williams died, Drowning Pool died.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I saw that advertisement, I was like, I'm putting out another CD. So I see they still have the guy from Soil in there.
Actually, no, Brian McCombs isn't even with him either.
Dude, he was in that fucking picture.
I hear it was him?
No, I made it up.
Because he left Dragon Pool to go back to Soil.
Man, I swear to God he was in that damn picture. I just saw it fucking yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, I think it's funny how I was at work today.
It is kind of funny. You were at work today.
Well, exactly. No. I've never heard of ever going to think of work before.
No, what I'm talking about is the fact that I was hold on.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's a real knee slapper.
It really is.
Aha, forgot to laugh.
Oh, no. I'm like, you know, because I worked. And the entire time, like, you know, I kept popping out people going, hoo-hee.
What, you playing fucking Mortal Kombat at work?
I don't like it.
Weird shit.
You walked in a room and started wailing on somebody, and all of a sudden this voice is like, brutality.
And I thought about doing that.
Or you gave somebody like cupcakes or some shit. Friendship.
That shit.
And I just heard Mandy giggle. So that's 5 minutes, right?
Jeez.
Well, it is. More new rules. Have fun.
Have fun.
Now I'm just waiting for the Facebook message.
Have fun in hell.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
I mean, yeah. Hey, Chris, you want to play a track?
I guess I can play something.
You guess you can play something?
Yeah, but we play something from House of Metal, which doesn't happen anymore.
No, no, that's coming back.
Yeah, it went. Or the 80s night.
Well, 80s night was like one time only, of course.
And why the hell are there still like 100 80s night songs on here?
I haven't taken them off yet.
I haven't put them up. But here we go with Disturbed.
We'll be right back.
And we're back, and Manny can come out of the box, I guess.
Yeah, he guesses.
Where's the fun in that?
She called me mean on Facebook. Because I put her in the box.
Did you say she commented, hated you?
No, she called me mean on Facebook. Tagged me, saying you are mean, and tagged me on Facebook.
Oh.
Well, you are mean.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Okay, I might figure out more of this game tomorrow, though.
No, but I think it's interesting. I just think it's interesting how, like the past God of War games, like they never had like an online feature and multiplayer feature, but like now with this one, they decided to throw it in there.
Now, why exactly do you need a multiplayer for that game?
I have no clue. I guess, you know, it's like when you decide to go online with it. And, like, play with other players and shit like that.
So, which God of War is this? Is this number 3?
No, I believe this is number 11.
What?
He said 7.
Number 7?
Possibly number 8.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Even though there are only 3 major games, God of War 1, 2, and 3.
Actually, no.
What's the name of the first two, then?
I'm saying the major ones, kind of like there's Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed 2, Assassin's Creed 3, Assassin's Creed Revelations, like that kind of stuff. Which should tell a small story compared to the bigger ones who tell the main story.
Chris, they still more on the main story, fool. There's God of War 1, 2, 3, Ascension makes 4. There's Change of Olympus, Ghost of Sparta.
Yeah, whichever the ones you just said, those two. They sell those together for like $20 or some shit at Best Buy.
Yeah, and then, of course, they got the God of War Flood Collection, you know, comes out. Well, which comes again, God of War and God of War 2, then God of War Origins Collection, which is pretty much the Chains of Olympus and Ghost of Sparta, then God of War Saga.
And the fact they sell them together pretty much proves that they're only half a game each.
Actually, they're not really half a game, Chris. They're actually full-out games. Just like, but just different levels and just different sagas.
Well, the fact that you just said that there was like 7 of them, they sure do know how to beat a game to death, though.
Exactly.
I was thinking there was only like 3 of them.
Okay, yeah, no, I was wrong. There's 6 of them. Actually, no, there's actually more than 6. There is 7. There's God of War, God of War 2, God of War Betrayal, God of War Chains of Olympus, God of War 3, God of War Ghost of Sparta, and then finally God of War Ascension. Oh, this is number 7. I've already got the God of War. I've got Chains of Olympus, Ghost of Sparta. I just need Betrayal and God of War 3.
I'm kind of
playing Call of Duty.
Man, nobody plays that shit. Fuck that game.
Yeah, people who play that game are gay. And he found it, so he's going to play it again.
And yet, Chris, you've actually played it before.
played. I said play, as in still play it actively.
So you're saying you were gay at one
There's
time.
There's a difference between the past and the present tense.
Wow, Chris learned something.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Well, I don't know about that one.
Please spread the secret on to the rest of the world.
Fuck the rest of the world. There, spread it on.
The ones that don't know.
Ones that don't know shouldn't be listening to this fucking show.
What?
That people who don't know the between past, present, and future tense shouldn't be listening to this fucking show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those lovely background noises that nobody gives a fuck to hear.
I thought that's why we played a track last time.
I'm not the one who's so far away.
Yeah, dude, it was 9 minutes.
I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. Never did I wanna be here again. And I don't remember why I came.
back.
Man, I think the original Black Power Ranger is on this damn show right now. Which one?
Oh, great. Abby's going to ask you what the hell channel's on, and you have a nerd guest.
I don't know. The dude kind of looked like him. I'm not sure to...
Oh, what's up?
CSR.
USA?
Yes, Havoc on USA. But you can't see it now. It's no longer there.
Because he's dead. Dude, I've been watching whatever's on USA. I'm not paying attention to it, but I'm watching it.
Oh, well, then you just missed it. It was on there like a second ago.
I saw it.
I'll tell you in a minute.
What do you mean you're going to tell me in a minute?
He's going to rewind the TV to get back to that spot.
The black dude, like, with the blonde chick and the other dude?
The damn black dude that the CSI people were talking to.
You mean before the crackheads or after the crackhead?
It was literally like 2 minutes ago. Oh,
can't
some
believe
black dude,
black
some black
doesn't
dude.
Really help him find it.
He was standing next to a yellow car. I don't know how you missed it. Who else playing drums?
Ellie Mandy.
What?
That's him.
That's Zach?
Yes, it is.
Look at that. The Power Ranger made an appearance on CSI.
And Ghetto, I really don't understand why you were trying to talk to me as if you were Zack Ryder earlier today.
I don't remember doing that.
Well, I said stop being Ric Flair, and you did woo, woo, woo. You wrote that 3 times.
As a...
You know it, shut the fuck up, Zack Ryder.
What the hell is a goddamn jungle music?
That would be Mandy.
Oh, Chris,
it's not me.
Actually, no, Chris, this is where you should, you know, stop the track.
Oh, that's that track. I thought I'd been away from that track. Donkey Kong or whatever.
Donkey Kong?
I don't know, whatever the hell.
Be annoying.
In that case, first, leave it on.
What?
Exactly. It works.
Fine then, whatever. Go ahead, be assholes.
Yeah, be assholes.
Ghetto, shut the fuck up. I wasn't even talking it to you.
Yeah, Ghetto, shut the fuck up.
Who's Ghetto? I've never heard of this Ghetto before.
He's a real asshole.
Ah.
So is the track over now?
Yes.
How will I know?
Yeah, it's over.
It's gonna come back with like screaming monkeys or something.
That'd be fucking perfect.
I'm sorry, Ghetto, but this is not Jumanji.
Jumanji! Man, fuck that.
Now I've only got one more movie I'm waiting on to come in the mail.
What's that, Jumanji?
Hell no, fucking Amityville Horror, double feature.
And why is it a double feature?
Because it comes with the very first original Amityville Horror, and then it comes with the remake. All like both on one disc.
The one with Ryan Reynolds in it is actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's the remake one.
I know, well, obviously.
And after that, I think the last final thing I'll be waiting on from Lysia would be my the seeds for Dragon Fruit.
Oh yeah, I saw your game Resident Evil 5 at Best Buy for like $17.
That must be how good it is.
That's okay, I got it for free.
You didn't get it for free. You had to pay to get credits. You didn't get it for free.
Oh, actually, I did get it for free. I mean, yeah, I paid for the credits. But the credits I'll be getting for free, and it was free shipping.
But still, you paid for the credits, so that doesn't mean you got it for free. You paid for the credits, which you got it.
Yeah.
And actually, Chris, I actually got this game before. I ended up buying the credits, too.
So that means you actually paid for it.
No, Chris, I didn't pay for it.
Damn it, Chris, everything's free. Don't you understand?
In Abby's world, apparently it is.
No, Chris, before I bought the credits, I got Resident Evil 5, and then I bought credits to get more shit.
Chewbacca's, how do they work?
Exactly. Can you explain that to us, Havoc? You should have experience in that.
Experience in what there, Chris?
I'm not saying it. But you should know how they work.
I know how magnets work. I know how you...
Well,
I can't believe you just made something so stupid. Oh,
well, that's great, man. I'm glad you understand magnets.
Explain that to us.
I don't know, Chris. I think the
well, you said you know how they work, and now you say you don't know.
No, Chris. I think the best person to ask you about magnets would be ICP.
I don't know. They may not have the answer.
Or ask any random hater that uses the whole magnets. How do they work?
All right. So, Mandy, how do magnets work?
Why are you doing this to me?
We're wondering how they work.
It's just a question.
Exactly.
It depends on what type of magnet you're looking for. Because each magnet has its own different poles that are... fucking A, I just had it in my head.
Well, where do you go?
No one really knows because of the fact that, like, there are some things that are magnetized without even us knowing. It just, like I said, it just depends. Because, like, around our world, pretty much, we have a magnetic field. And then we have magnets that we play with or stick on things or whatever. Don't ask. I am not here right now. So do not ask me any more scientific
questions.
So,
is Chris a magnet?
No.
Prove it.
The only way for your body to react to magnet is if you have, like, metal plates and screws.
So basically, we have braces or something like that.
But he does have a metal plate.
What?
I was not aware of that.
I was going to say, did you insert it yourself?
I think it would probably work better with my one sister who broke her ankle and had a screw in her foot.
Did everybody break their fucking ankle? A screw or a few?
I have no clue how many.
I was going to say, it'll most likely end up being four screws.
It's a really small ankle.
Yeah.
Just depends.
I think it depends.
We get a huge magnet and put it above her, and then it'll be taken up by her foot. Gotta test it sometimes.
Nope, because
hi,
it also
welcome
depends.
To check it.
Also, it depends. It depends on the type of metal and the size of the object.
Sure. Always comes down to size.
Nice. Welcome to check
it. Has everybody proven? Yes. And I completely missed that. But oh well, don't care.
It's alright, it all depends.
Yeah, all depends. It all depends on if God really does exist or not.
What the hell is that going to do with anything right now?
That really has nothing to do with anything.
Get
up. Talking about and
shush.
Change the subject.
Did you just tell me to shush?
It said shush. I don't want any more scientific questions thrown at me.
I was just being a smartass.
Okay,
really,
what is the meaning of life, man?
I can answer.
Life? Wow.
I said,
Chris,
what is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life, Chris, is you get the brain.
No, I asked Mandy. I asked Mandy,
Chris,
Havoc, not you.
Chris, get out of the house, quit playing with your dogs, and go get a life.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, the meaning of life is put Mandy in the telling box again? Okay. I agree with that.
That's not what I said.
I heard that. That's a subliminal message.
So, that's what the Lion King's been saying for years, is put Mandy in the box?
Exactly.
Hey, look, it's a juggalo.
What?
I'm lost.
Oh, what? I'm surprised you didn't see it up on Raw.
The two juggalos in the crowd with the Michael Jackson hatchet man.
Well, no, I'm talking about the dude that, like the really fat dude with, like, with the hatchet man beanie and the Brittle Box t-shirt on.
Gee, yeah, I think I just said that. I was talking about his friend. I know you're talking about. He had a bright yellow shirt on, and the other guy had a white hoodie on or whatever, with a sign, with a hatchet band that was like the Michael Jackson one.
Yeah, because I didn't see the sign though.
Yeah, I saw that, I'm sure. All the Juggalo sites on Facebook pointed that out.
I'm pretty sure about that one too.
Oh my God, there's a Juggalo in the crowd. Who would have thought? I mean, Juggalos do enjoy wrestling.
Do not enjoy Michael Jackson.
Violent J does.
Oh, but Violent J. I don't.
You never liked Michael Jackson?
Not really. I mean, some of his tracks were okay, but I just didn't care for the long lost member of Team Pedophile.
Now, did you like him when he was white or when he was black?
The race card comes into play again.
Now that's a hard one to decide right there. Because, you know, you don't want to hear it was black. He used to get beat by his dad. And then he turned white. And he just started molesting little kids.
I think Havoc had an experience with Michael Jackson. That's why he doesn't like him.
No wonder, man. your nickname from him was Blowhole, right? That was you.
No, of course.
Nope.
That was that little kid they always talked about on the news and shit.
That would be Havoc. It all makes sense.
No, no. That would be Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes. Man, how old was Cody Rhodes whenever all that shit was going on?
Come on, though. Probably like 5.
Come on, he wasn't that. I don't know if he's that young, man. It wasn't that long ago.
Cody Rhodes is only like, what, like 27.
Man, didn't like Eminem buy that place or something?
I think so.
Neverland Ranch. I swear to God, he bought that place.
I want to know why the hell he even thought about doing that for.
My guess is to be an asshole, if it's true.
Probably.
Come on, if you had money, you'd buy it too.
I know, I had money, I'd buy it. Just to sell it and get even more money.
Good luck with that. No, if Havoc had money, he'd become a pimp.
I'm sorry, I am not a big homie. I do not have any.
You'd become a pimp to Batwoman.
Wait, hold on. You just said you wouldn't be a pimp. Really? You wouldn't be a pimp?
I can't believe we were learning this on Talk Over Radio about Havoc.
Frodo, if you had the opportunity to be a pimp, you wouldn't be a pimp?
He just said it.
Well, it depends. Would I be a pimp for live prostitutes or zombie prostitutes?
Well, let's see. Since there's no zombie apocalypse, there's no zombies.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with live people.
Then there's most definitely a zombie. Have you not seen Mae Young yet?
That's not a zombie.
I don't know about that one.
Sexual chocolate.
That's fucked up when she was making a dumb joke about that.
Apparently they want to have sex with chocolate.
I gotta say, I like this version of Cena more than I liked the just one that gets shoved down our throats every week. Because this
did
is actually
just say,
funny.
Did he just say he likes Cena?
Yeah.
This version of it.
Wow. First time I heard that.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. It
really is.
Freestone, too.
So, Chris, does that mean if I was to play John Cena's theme, would you start singing along with it?
Hell no.
Let's test it.
Let's not and say we did.
Okay.
I got my soul straight, I brush them out like Colgate. In any weather, weather, I'm never better. Your boy's so hot, you never catch me in the next man's sweater. If they hate, let them hate, I drop your whole clan. Lay your ass down for the 3 seconds. It's a war dance, a victory step. A ball stance is a gift, and you insist it's my rep. John Cena's trademark, y'all are so-so. And talk about the bread you make, but don't know the recipe for dodo. Aiming guns in all your photos, that's a no-no. In this pop, your lip lock, your big socks are blatant no-so. See what happens when the ice age melts. The team monetary status is not what matters, but it helps. I'm rocking timepiece by Benny, if any. The same reason y'all could love me is the same reason y'all condemn me. A man's measured by the way that he thinks. Not clothing lines, ice links, leather and minks. I spent 20 plus years seeking knowledge itself. So for now, Mark Fred is living life for wealth.
Yeah, anything along with that. The only part he sung along with was the part where he said Havoc's gay.
No, Chris. I could have sworn I heard you sing along with it. Like,
no, my phone was muted after I said Havoc's gay. That's the start.
Wait. So you see? You said his phone was muted.
After I said Havoc's gay.
But still.
I walked away from my phone. Because ain't nobody want to hear that shit.
He was over there breaking it down, dancing and everything.
Yeah, of course.
Right. I didn't know taking a shit was considered breaking it down.
Taking a shit off.
But I think the WWE needs to get rid of Extreme Rules and bring back Backlash.
I think they need to bring back King of the Ring.
Oh, yeah. That
I agree with that. That was definitely one of the great pay-per-views that they got rid of.
They tried to bring it back, but only on, like, Raw and shit.
Or SmackDown. With King Booker being the winner.
Yeah. Fucking Booker.
Oh, hell, King Booker.
Fucking William Regal.
They chose the weirdest characters to win that.
Sheamus won one time.
I mean, yeah, I respect Booker for all he's done, but he's not really a King Booker gimmick. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I really wanted to kill him during that point.
I think we all did. The only good part about that gimmick was Charmel.
Kiss my ring.
Did you say Charmel?
I think that was the name she was going by. Queen Charmel.
That bitch was butt ugly. What the fuck are you talking about?
I said that was the only good part of the whole King Booker gimmick. Was that there was a woman involved.
Was that there was a woman involved.
That was the only point I'm saying. She may have been a hot, but still...
So are you saying you didn't enjoy Gold Dust and Booker T?
That was just weird. Kind of like when I was looking on YouTube today and I found the clip where Booker T said, "Nigga" on live TV.
Oh, no.
But 3 or 4 times he slips up. Of course, like 2 of them were in WCW. Only 1 was in WWE.
Yeah, I don't think WWE would ever allow something like that to go through.
Well, it happened once. Just gotta find that clip.
But, yeah, I will say this. There was definitely one person that was a king of the ring that was worse than Booker T.
And who is that?
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar? I don't even remember him winning.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar won the King of the Ring back in 2002.
Yeah, it's real memorable.
That was actually the last King of the Ring until 2006 when Booker T won.
That's sad.
Yeah, so it went from King of the Ring 2002 all the way to King of the Ring 2006. 2006, 2008, then from 2008 to 2010.
Yeah, well, they can get rid of some of these pay-per-views they have now and bring that back.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, over the limit.
That's totally pointless one that they should get rid of.
And,
yeah, unfortunately, they brought over the limit and it's going to be played Judgment Day. They brought in Extreme Rules to replace Logan Backlash,
which was originally an April pay-per-view.
What, Backlash?
Yep. Extreme Rules was April last year.
Man, I'm talking about Backlash, man. You know, like, that's what they need to bring back is Backlash. Fuck it. Backlash was the fucking best review of them all.
It was basically the one that ended all the WrestleMania feuds, have the rematches.
Actually, Chris, you're actually wrong about that because Extreme Rules wasn't just, you know, in April. It was also in June, too.
When the hell was it in June?
2009. It was in June.
Hmm.
Then 2010, it was in April. 2011, it was in May. Then 2012, went back to April, and this year it's going to be in May again.
They keep switching between April and May, which I said earlier.
However, of course, it didn't officially, you know, become part of that until... However, Extreme Rules didn't really officially become Extreme Rules until June 2009.
Which was more or less when they had the ECW WWE brand, which was a total fail.
Yeah, I bet it's even funnier because of the fact that... They actually had both back in 2009. They had Extreme Rules and fucking Backlash. They need to bring back. And Ghetto, and I'll agree with Ghetto. They definitely need to bring back fucking King of the Ring.
We all agree on that.
Yeah. It was a good one.
Wasn't the original plan for King of the Ring when it first started out to be, like, the winner of that got, like, a tail shot at SummerSlam?
I think so, yeah.
I don't fucking remember.
I only saw like one King of the Ring ever, like 2003 or 2002, something like that. I only saw like one year ever.
Well,
I kind of remember that being the concept.
You like DVDs, why don't you go pick up the King of the Ring one?
Yeah, I'll just find it online and stream it.
That's no.
So, Havoc, we all now have seen the collection.
Hell yeah.
Definitely a good movie.
Now, which movie would you say was better, The Collector or The Collection?
Collection.
And did anybody realize, besides me, that The Collector, after the credits rolled, there was a little ending skit?
Yeah, there was one for The Collection, too.
God damn it. I saw both before seeing the ending credits dance rolling.
Although it was kind of convenient how they're surrounded by fire and there just happened to be cases of water all around.
Of course, I was like, okay, this is kind of predictable. Smash the fucking water open.
Like they made
the fire, idiots.
They made it like the dude was going to die in the fire. Like, but there's all this water around you. So now that I see this damn movie again, now I can see why Brother Lynch hung, man. He's wearing a mask and shit. He's ripping off of that.
Pretty much.
Because he took a picture that looked exactly like the collector guy.
But how's he ripping off of that, considering his... Wait, what the hell was the first CD? What year did he put that out in?
I'm just saying his little mask that he wears. You know, trying to be all crazy.
When was in Science of Strange till like, what, 2010?
Yeah, and the collector came out in 2005, around there.
Well, the collector actually came out in 2009, so I guess he did steal off that.
See? Although, the collector don't eat people.
No.
He just puts people in boxes.
Yeah. And he has spiders that hunt you down.
Apparently, we should have put the song That Box in that movie by Tech N9ne just to make it weird as fuck.
There you go. That'll work out.
Even though I was talking about a totally different type of box, but
when I get up,
fucking
end
hilarious.
Up in that box.
That'd be like a scary movie would do.
I mean, it would work.
It would work. And it could be something that they would do in a scary movie, but I hope they don't.
But just the chorus, though, because the rest of the song is about fucking. So.
Exactly.
Whose TV's on?
Oh, that's just Mandy.
Mandy,
it's not even on that loud.
You always say that, but we can hear it.
I'm serious. It's on, like, the volume is on 10. I don't even know how the hell y'all are hearing it. Great, now I can't even find my TV remote. What the hell am I doing with it, Dr. Lee?
Come on. I mean, I have fucking good hearing. I've been, like, even as Ghetto, like, Ghetto's fucking TV, have his TV on the fucking lowest of volumes ever. Like, it could be on fucking 3 and I still hear that shit.
Well, can you hear my TV right now?
A little bit, yeah.
You're a fucking liar.
Can you hear mine?
He's a fucking liar. He can't hear nothing.
Can you hear mine?
Oh no, Chris, I can't hear yours. You know, since your TV's always on mute.
I'm just saying, I can't even hear my TV. So if you hear my TV, something wrong.
And yes, Chris, your TV's always on mute.
It's on mute right now.
Stalker. Oh yeah, by the way, Chris, to answer your question about King of the Ring, no.
What?
Chris,
had some other purpose, like the whenever King of the Ring got a title match at the next pay per view.
Oh, that question.
It definitely wasn't SummerSlam, since SummerSlam was around way before King of the Ring.
What the hell month was King of the Ring?
King of the Ring, well, it was mainly June, as of like 93.
Damn.
After like 85, 86, it was in July. 87, September. 88, 89 was in October. 91 was September. And from 93 all the way to 2002 was in June. And then 2006 and 2008 was, 2006 was, in May. 2008 was April. And then, the final one was in November.
Shit, man. If you wanna make money and shit, man, if you ever see, like, wrestling action figures, buy that shit and sell them on eBay. These motherfuckers, man, they bought all these damn wrestlers. They're selling them on eBay for, like, tons of money.
Is anybody even bidding on them?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm just saying, like, man, snatch those up, man, and sell them on eBay. You can make some money.
Oh, yeah. Right now, I'm kind of looking at the Ashley Missouri Playboy. Think I'm getting that.
Oh yeah, I just got that in the mail today.
Or maybe the Maria one.
Yeah, I chose against that one. because Chris told me that I needed the Candace Michelle one.
I think the one I told you that you needed was a Chris Jammy one, because damn, that chick has a fine ass.
Yeah, he told me that one too, but I really don't want that one.
Well, apparently, with the if you get the Maria one, I actually found one where you get that one, and the person will also send you a bonus issue as well.
Wait, are we talking about the Ashley one?
No, Maria.
Because I was going to say, I saw that same exact thing, except with the Ashley one.
The Maria one, if you get that one, the seller will also send you a bonus paper, as well.
So how about somebody, for their packaging, they used a diapers box?
Well,
yeah, I told him it was to you, Attic.
Because I was cutting it open or whatever, and then I was like, wait a second, is this a fucking diapers box? And then I finally got it open, and I was like, it really is.
That,
like, wow,
seems,
man,
very awkward.
That's real cheap. Like, on top of that, like, the person wrote on the thing, like, in Sharpie, "Do not bend," with a little smiley face.
Yo, that's creepy as all hell, because I got a fucking envelope, like a big fucking envelope, and on the back says, "Do not bend."
Well, yeah, it's clear, because, you know, it's pictures and shit.
Well, my question is, how the fuck you get a bend if it's in a box?
In a box?
Well, you know, diaper box for you.
Well, I'm saying it was cut up and taped together. You know, like a square rectangle type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man, but all of the shit that I ordered came in the mail today. So, boom.
Yeah, yo, I think that's funny, because my Resident Evil, Silent Hill, the other two movies I got, and my fucking Playboy all came out once today.
Yeah, like the one person on eBay, they didn't mark that the one thing was shipped, but apparently it was shipped.
You know what?
It stopped.
Yeah. Maybe I put it in the box.
That'll usually stop it.
So now I have officially three Playboys. Roy Wilson?
Like all together?
Well, that's Roy Wilson one. And then once I get the Maria one, that's going to come my way, along with the bonus, whatever bonus one that the person sends my way as well.
Did you know in the Ashley one, like, they actually give you, like, a few extra pictures of, like, Tori Wilson, China, and Fable and shit like that?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck?
Although I kind of don't want to see China.
Man, I've already seen China, like, when that came out.
That must have been very disturbing.
I mean, it was all right. It wasn't, like, completely hideous.
That's the one edition of Playboy that somebody told you you never want to see is the China one.
Well, that's one of the ones nobody's ever really going to buy.
That was...
They can probably find it on eBay for one penny.
That's a good point. I should see how much that is on eBay.
Or one peso, make it even worth less.
They have one for $8.49.
Is it used?
I don't know.
What does it say, new? So it got to be used then.
But actually, they have two China ones up on this set.
Well, what's the other price?
Just saw that shit. The other one, which is China with, of course, Gene Simmons, for $19.95.
Gene Simmons?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, no, it's not new either.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for that.
It says, condition good. A book that has been read, but it is in good condition, very minimal damage to the cover, including scuff marks, no holes or tears. Dust jacket for hard covers may not be included. Binding as minimal wear. The majority of pages are undamaged with minimal creasing or tearing. Primo pencil underline of underline of text.
All right, man. You don't have to read all that.
You don't have to go into this. It's not like anyone's gonna buy it, except maybe you have it.
Like even this Ashley one that I bought, it was still in like the actual like you know black wrapping and shit, and like even like the corners were still kind of you know a little messed up. It wasn't even taken out of the package though, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It can get fucked up no matter what way. Like that one and the Candace one, they were both still in the original packaging. I even got the guy's address that bought it. Like it was still in the damn packaging.
Yeah.
Not as exciting as your damn dragon seeds.
Or what was it? Chinese cheesecake?
I thought that was Japanese.
I have no clue. It was some kind of knees.
Dude,
some kind of knees.
Hey, now I'm kind of jealous of Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, why is that? Because he has one ear?
No, because he's married to Sable.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew he was at one time.
Yeah, that's
how,
yeah.
How the hell does that work?
I have no clue.
Wow.
I still think Sable would probably be easier to read for an interview than Brock Lesnar because he just takes them.
Now, why the fuck would I want Brock Lesnar up on here in the first place?
No, I was saying, hypothetically, if you were trying to interview one of those two, I think Sable would be the easier one to get. Because I know Lesnar hates interviews, apparently, because people are trying to interview him, like, at WrestleMania, and he just refused to do it.
You know, you gotta, if you want to interview with him, you gotta bring his translator, right?
Yeah. Paul Heyman.
I mean, I think Paul Heyman would actually be a good interview to get.
Well, he sure would have a lot to say.
Yeah. About Triple H.
Yeah, because he's a New York Jew.
What about a New York Jew?
Heyman for you.
Did you say he's a New York Jew?
Yeah, he's a Jew from New York.
He's Jewish?
Apparently.
Oh.
No wonder he's annoying. But he did have the wonderful creation of ECW.
Yeah, I guess we can get him mad.
All because he's Jewish and loves to see people get beat up.
I think a good match, though, would be Brock Lesnar versus Alberto Del Rio in a cage fight.
That wouldn't be a good match.
That would last like 5 seconds. Unless Lesnar threw Alberto Del Rio through the cage.
I don't know about that one. I mean, Alberto Del Rio does have a MMA background.
I don't give a shit. Del Rio fucking sucks.
Jeez, if they went for that match last of me, I think everybody would have left.
Man, that fucking match put me to sleep until I saw that Ziggler was coming out. I was like, oh shit, there we go.
Yeah, I think if Brock and Del Rio actually got into the octagon to fight, Brock Lesnar would be fucked.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Me either.
That's like a Fandango. If I wasn't going to do a fight, I think whether it be fucked.
Rich, you don't really seem to understand the fact that Del Rio actually has experience in a cage fight. Like,
I understand that, but me and Del both think that Del Rio will be fucked in that match.
Now, say, like, if Brock Lesnar was to actually fight Triple H, Triple H would win. I'm not talking fake wrestling shit, I'm talking actual fighting.
Exactly, I mean, I could probably see that.
You know, whenever he hits him with a sledgehammer and not puts his hand over it. Although, whenever he tried to put Brock Lesnar's submission hold in, he didn't do it very well.
Nah,
that's why he had to do it 3 or 4 times.
Like, I was like, what the fuck, man? He's doing this and it's barely even locked in.
And I was thinking that moment, like, okay, Brock Lesnar did that submission a hell of a lot better, and actually you saw him snap his arm.
Man, fucking Triple H walked around with him, just carrying him. I was like, wow.
He really has no clue how to put this move in.
No, I'm talking, they were just standing there, you know, Triple H was just holding them up.
I know, and Lesnar was, like, picking him up and then slamming it back into the steel steps.
No. When Brock Lesnar had the submission hold locked in.
Oh.
When he was on the top rope and shit.
Well, the one thing I'll say about the match that I still think stole the show, the Punk-Taker match. I loved when Punk did the old school because that was funny as hell and disrespectful. And also loved that he's the only person who ever kicked out of Hell's Gate at WrestleMania.
I like when he did the old school and he fell on the rope.
The second one was kind of funny.
Paul Heyman's like, what happened?
I love how, like, Paul Heyman just, like, disappeared. Like, what the hell? Did he go underneath the ring at the end of the match when Punk lost?
I didn't even notice.
I had no clue where the hell Heyman went. I was like, what, did he hide under the ring?
Maybe.
Probably.
Probably slunk to the back real quick to go out with Lesnar.
I don't understand why he would go under the ring, though.
I have no clue how the hell he got to the back again.
I don't know. He needed the exercise, though.
Hey, they made Heyman exercise. Awesome.
Yeah, back-to-back matches. He probably didn't know what to do.
Yep.
Well, he didn't really get beat up in the Undertaker match, so, you know, the next match he had to get beat up.
Of course.
Although the asshole did prevent, you know, the Undertaker from jumping out the ring, I actually kind of wanted to see that.
I think the Undertaker just probably decided not to do that maneuver at this WrestleMania because he's, like, still at the point where he's, like, getting older. I just don't think his body can handle doing that maneuver anymore.
Man, I don't give a shit, man. Motherfucker needed to jump out the ring.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Chris, you're wrong, by the way, too.
About what?
CM Punk's not the only one to kick out of the Hell's Gate.
At WrestleMania?
He's not the one who's done it.
Wait, how do you kick out of a submission hold?
Whatever, to break the submission.
I think Chris meant to say power out.
Okay, Mr. Google, who's the other person that got out of it?
Triple H.
Triple H. Which match?
The rematch of last year.
The WrestleMania 28?
That would be correct. Now my question is, you know, so exactly, you know, what happened at WrestleMania? So, because I have a feeling it's going to be possible Taker versus John Cena at WrestleMania.
I have a feeling that it's going to be Taker versus Brock Lesnar, which, oh no, it's supposed to be Brock versus Rock, never mind.
It's going to be
Taker versus Cena.
It's going to be The Undertaker versus The Undertaker.
Again.
That would be a good match.
For the streak. And The Undertaker's going to lose.
To himself.
Man, if like I was running that shit, that's how I'd make The Undertaker lose. I'd make him lose to himself.
By doing the finger poke of doom.
Because none of these motherfuckers deserve to fucking beat him.
Yeah, no,
I mean, like, if it comes to Undertaker versus Cena, I seriously think if that match happens, I mean, Cena has everything. He's done everything in WWE. Why would he need a storyline?
That definitely doesn't need to happen.
Exactly. There's no point. I mean, if they would have, like, let Punk win, I mean, you can understand because I would, like, afforded his career and put him, like, at a legendary status for being. But, I mean, they chose not to, which I can understand with Bear dying.
Well, duh. As soon as that happened, it was a pretty much guaranteed that The Undertaker was going to win.
And considering, like, how far he took it, it's, like, guaranteed. Like, there's no way in hell he's going to win.
Exactly. We're not idiots.
I mean, but at least this build was more exciting than whatever the hell they were probably planning to do, the whole respect versus the streak thing, which is probably the original idea.
Man, there was something that No DQ page or whatever posted up about some long-ass letter some dude wrote to WWE about John Cena winning or something like that.
Great.
Like, I wasn't going to sit there and fucking read that entire thing, though, man. But I'm sure it says some stupid shit about, you know, how he was upset or something.
I saw a fan that was, like, totally flipping out on the NoCQ site saying, "Cena should have won, you fucking bitches." I was, like, laughing at it. I was like, and if you're smart, you could kind of realize that Cena was going to win.
Yeah, he's always going to win.
He's always going to kick out, too. There's a volcano in the ring. Cena's face is scarred, and he can't move his arms. So
did you just say there was a volcano in the ring?
I was saying a hypothetical.
Why the fuck would there be a volcano in the ring?
I have no clue.
Volcano match.
But you know, then again, you know, to Gil's point, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing Undertaker versus Undertaker again.
I'm just saying, man, make him lose to himself, and then the streak can be over and he can retire.
Well, I think it's funny, you know, how, you know, he did lose to himself at back in '94 on SummerSlam.
Well, that's SummerSlam.
1994.
Yeah, it was Undertaker with Paul Bearer versus Undertaker with Ted DiBiase.
Undertaker with Ted DiBiase.
Yeah.
And the very unfortunate thing I just realized is there's only one other wrestler who's undefeated right now at WrestleMania. And
who's
that would be The Miz.
Fucking cares.
Exactly. I mean, that's very unfortunate. He's the only other one who's undefeated at WrestleMania.
You see how much they cared about him? They let him win the title and then lose it the next night.
Yeah.
Oh, and Fandango, I guess. even though he doesn't really matter. Van Douchebag.
Man, he got to learn some wrestling moves first.
Yeah, he does.
I think they need to just give him a different gimmick, because this gimmick is just stupid as hell.
He keeps getting his damn ass beat, man, and then he can't ever, you know, say his name the way he wants to. He's always so out of breath.
Yeah, because every time he has to go to the ring and say, "Fun, douchebag!"
That's not very nice. I thought you were a fan of him.
Hell no.
Are you sure?
Even though I knew Jericho was going to lose to him, because that seems to be what Jericho's role is right now, to put over new talent.
Yeah, nobody wants Jericho to win.
Jericho just won't let himself win anymore. He just says, you know what, screw it. I'm going to put over new talent. That seems to be his role when he returns.
Yep.
I think Jericho's more exciting when it was like WrestleMania, like what was it, 19, where it was like him versus Shawn Michaels.
I don't fucking know. You gotta ask Wikipedia.
What happened?
I said I think Jericho's more exciting at WrestleMania was like WrestleMania 19, him versus Shawn Michaels.
I believe that was it.
I'm not sure if it was 18 or 19. It was one of those two, though.
Hold on, I'll tell you in a minute. I think in WWE 14, though, they should put Brian Lee in there.
Who the fuck is that?
Brian Lee. He was... Well... Later in 1997, you know, known as Chains with Crush, the DOA, members of Apocalypse, However, Brian Lee first made his debut in the WWE as the second Undertaker.
Well, that was just like back when they had those Highlander people in the WWE. And then,
great. Now I'm remembering those characters.
And then now, just like last month or whatever the fuck they got, I saw they got the same two dudes in NXT. Like, they were in the WWE, but then got kicked the fuck out. And now they get to start over again.
Yep.
In the developmental territory.
That must suck for them.
It really does.
Like, I'd feel real swole, man, if I made it in there. And then I was kicked the fuck out right after that.
And, yeah, Chris, is WrestleMania 19 was Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho. WrestleMania 18 was Jericho versus Triple H.
Ah. Well, I mean, that was definitely a good Jericho match, like those years. And he's actually still, you know, trying to win matches.
I think it's funny how... both years, Jericho lost back in back-to-back WrestleMania.
Wait, for how many years?
Sounds about right.
Because Jericho lost to Triple H. Making Triple H, you know, the new undisputed champion at WrestleMania 18. And then, of course, then WrestleMania 19, Shawn Michaels defeated Chris Jericho.
And then wasn't 20 Money in the Bank the first match?
I think so, yeah.
or it was 20 or 21, one of those two, where he lost that match. He's been on a WrestleMania losing streak.
So, speaking of Money in the Bank, so how long is Dolph Ziggler going to be champion?
Nice.
Say, you hope he dies. Well, he's here to show the world.
Yeah.
He should have cashed in at WrestleMania. Cashing in tonight really doesn't mean as much.
That's what I said, man, earlier. They did all the shit on Raw that they should have did at WrestleMania.
And they should have shown that whole P. Diddy bullshit down to, like, one song, like, 5 minutes, and had that, like, 10 by, like, what was the eighth man woman match.
How many songs did he do? Because, like I said, that shit cut the fuck out the whole time he was on.
He did, like, three songs.
Oh,
four.
No, he did way too many.
Why'd they even need him to perform?
I don't even know.
Like, I understand it was New York and whatnot, but did we really need him? No.
The only good performance at WrestleMania was the dudes who were performing for CM Punk's entrance.
Well, see, that's all right. That was just for the entrance.
Exactly. They didn't waste all the time.
I mean, I already knew that was happening since somebody posted it up from the Twitter shit. I didn't know P. Diddy was going to be there singing shit.
Wasting everybody's time.
Yeah, there was people pissed about that, man. They were making pictures during, like, the time he was on.
I think he was lip syncing his own songs too.
Yeah, that's probably about right. He did he did have to learn how to rap again at one point in time.
I think he still has to learn how to rap again.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the last time he made a good song was back fucking when Biggie was alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Pretty much.
But now he's still trying to be a rapper, and it's not really working.
No, not at all.
The one thing I always hate with, like, the mainstream rappers is, okay, I'm going to quit rapping. And then they run out like, okay, I'm returning to rap. Like, stop wasting your fucking money. Save some of the money and don't return to rap.
So are you saying Eminem is not good?
Not saying he's not good. I'm saying that's just like what happens with most mainstream rappers.
Well, I'm saying he quit, you know, quote, but he got another album coming out.
Well, I'm going to say I kind of like the old Eminem over the new stuff.
Man, I don't give a shit what the hell Eminem it is, man. He's still got dope shit.
I mean, he definitely has the skills still to do it, though. I mean, I just kind of, you know, was a little bit more into his older stuff.
I mean, shit, even after the whole album of him doing that stupid-ass voice, he made fun of himself on the next album about it.
So one thing I hope happens with Eminem is him and Tech N9ne collab eventually. Which, who the hell knows?
Yeah, that's who Eminem needs to collab with. Not stupid-ass Pink.
Exactly. And, I mean, I know they were supposed to back in, like, 2005 or 6 when Proof died. But because of that happening, like, it's understandable why the collab didn't happen.
Well, I mean, technically, Eminem and Tech N9ne already did a song together.
Well, I mean, they had a huge song.
I mean, they were on the same song together, so, I mean,
They already got that going on.
I just want to see a song where they're both on just one track, just as just those two alone.
And first, to answer your question, the very first Money in the Bank was at WrestleMania 21, actually.
Yep, where Jericho lost.
Yeah, so which means Jericho lost four WrestleManias back to back. 18, 19, 20, and 21.
And how many other WrestleManias was he at and lost?
Well, I'm just saying.
Let's see, he lost this one.
Yeah.
He lost the last one.
Damn.
I mean, he lost 28 to CM Punk. He lost 29 to Van Douchebag.
Well, there's only a few more left in between those.
Well, he won 25, so.
Oh.
He's actually won one recently.
Way to go, Jericho.
11 and 26 and 27.
26 and 1.
I think you're just making 27? It up. You're trying to make it look like you won.
It up.
Actually, no. It was Chris Jericho as the world champion versus Edge. The title.
Versus Edge. And he won?
Yeah.
Wow. They always made Edge win everything.
Jericho was not a part of 27.
So he lost.
So basically, he lost that one. So he's on a three-match WrestleMania losing streak because now he's more about putting over his new talent.
Yeah. He's born to lose now. That's his rule. Jericho, we're going to need you to come lose this match. All right, I'll be right over.
We're going to need you to come WrestleMania this year. Surprise everybody in the Royal Rumble and lose.
We're going to need you to come back and excite the crowd and then leave.
I bet it's like the way they call him, like, okay, Jericho, we need you to come as a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble. Have a few good matches here and there, and then lose from WrestleMania to Fan Douchebag. Okay, I'll be right over.
Yeah, here's your nice big fat paycheck.
Jericho's only been a part of like a few WrestleManias, not too many.
Well, he doesn't have a very good record there.
His very first WrestleMania was back in 2000. A.K.A. WrestleMania 16.
Ooh. So did you hear about Jack Swagger's entrance getting cut?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I did.
We all heard about it because nobody cares about Jack Swagger.
Apparently he got too many cheers, so they cut it off. Which is some bullshit. Like, who fucking cares if people are cheering?
Yeah, who cares if people are cheering the guy who got pulled over by cops for having weed in his car?
Because, well, that's the thing, man. He was driving up in, like, you know, like a small type military. Golf cart type deal thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like an ATV.
Well, not an ATV, but like a golf cart looking type thing. Yeah, but so they cut that out. That's pretty weak.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking WWE.
Yeah, they fucking up at every turn.
Well, that's another thing that they cut out. They cut out stupid Del Rio's little entrance with his cars all the time.
Yeah, so Yeah, it's 26 episodes, which means now he has to walk to the ring every time.
He still had to walk to the ring before that. He just drove a few feet with the cord.
Exactly.
He basically just drove it on the stage and then it's like, oh, I gotta walk to the ring now. Fuck.
Why is it that, like, all the fucking Mexican people had to drive in cars and shit?
Exactly. Why the hell did Eddie Guerrero have to? Alberto Del Rio?
Well, then there was JBL, but that's besides the point.
Well, he's part Mexican too, apparently.
I don't know what the hell he is, man. He was, you know, a quote-unquote, like, what was that, like, southern-type person into a real rich douchebag guy.
The only Mexican person who I never saw drive a car to bring would be Rey Mysterio.
And Sin Cara.
Oh, speaking of that, and then you had the idiots that drove down, didn't drive, rode the bike down there.
Wait, you might hear those two idiots.
Yeah, whatever happened to them? They kind of died.
Yeah, who did
they died?
Macho. I think Hunico was fired.
Yeah, good.
Hopefully the other one just quit.
Yeah. Speaking of people like that, whatever happened to that Tyson Kidd dude?
I think Kid's out with an injury.
Oh, yeah? Where's he on vacation at?
I don't know. All I know is he apparently got injured on Superstars.
Oh, he got injured on a B-list show.
That's a real tough show there.
That'd be like seeing him getting injured when he did the horrible Hurricane Rana.
Yeah.
He got injured doing that?
No, that would be like if Cena did get injured doing that horrible move when he added his sixth move to his repertoire.
I thought he got injured. I was like, what?
If he did, it would have been hilarious. Because that was like the worst botched move I've ever seen him do.
Like The Rock getting injured at WrestleMania. Too many rock bottoms.
Yeah.
That's how he got injured. Didn't Cena hit him with the rock bottom?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, that's how he got injured.
Rock
no,
bottom.
He used my move.
Yeah, hit him with the fucking rock bottom.
So is that just like their excuse? Is that he got injured? They didn't want to just say that he left?
Pretty much.
No, he actually really did get injured.
Oh, yeah, and what did he injure?
1 second.
Yeah, 1 second, get him.
What? Fucking Kid Google and Wikipedia are on it.
Oh, he's on it. I'm downstairs making some coffee soda.
Coffee soda.
What the fuck is that?
That sounds absolutely horrible.
It really does.
That's you not that bad.
Coffee itself is gross.
Agreed.
But to mix it with some pop and shit, the fuck?
And here's your answer for what The Rock injured.
Oh, great.
In the middle of the match, he tore his abdomen and adductor muscles off the bone.
Tore his abdomen?
Yep.
The fuck?
Good.
How the fuck do you do that?
That's The Rock.
Like, doesn't he work out all the fucking time and shit?
Pretty much, I guess. Cena botched a move.
They didn't even do that many moves in the damn match. All they did was finishers.
Exactly, and yet He still got injured. He tore his abdomen.
That's a very strange injury.
And yet he's still supposed to be having the rematch at Extreme Rules.
He'll lose.
Yeah, I hate that they did that, man. Like, yeah, he's still the number one contender.
Yeah, I blame Booker T.
Well, I mean, I understand, yeah, it's true, but they shouldn't have did that, though.
I mean, if he's too injured to go, it's probably better because we all know he'd lose at Extreme Rules in the rematch anyways.
They even had Cena, like, once in a lifetime. What would they say, 2 out of 3 or whatever?
Yeah.
That was the part that I liked. Because it's like, oh, so he's making fun of the fact that he had to need a second match to beat The Rock.
Because they had him say that, that's what we're all thinking.
Exactly. And the fact that he's making fun of it. It's actually good.
Nobody wants to see that shit 3 times, man.
Yeah, not even John Cena.
Nobody even wanted to see it twice.
Exactly. You could tell by how dead the crowd were during the match, besides the entrances, when they were cheering The Rock and booing Cena.
They were booing them tonight, too.
And the thing that we've all realized is, no matter how much he gets booed, there is no chance in hell they're ever turning him heel.
Extreme Rules is going to happen.
Right. We wanted him to turn heel for what, like 5 or 6 years now?
Here's another thing, man. How are they going to have a pay-per-view called Extreme Rules? And they don't ever use any fucking weapons.
Who knows?
What kind of matches are we going to have this year? Another fucking Hell in a Cell match? Ooh.
As a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, apparently.
Yeah, there's a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view.
Which they really shouldn't have that. They should just have the Hell in a Cell match be, like, the final match if it's a huge feud or something. Like it used to be.
They should have that Hell in a Cell 6-man match.
Hell yeah.
That would be awesome.
Like whatever Rikishi got thrown off the top to a truck.
Rikishi likes taking the huge falls off the Hell in a Cell.
Well, I mean, it was never going to be a match like, you know, when Mankind got thrown off, so.
Mankind,
Hell
Rikishi.
No.
Speaking of which, that's King in the Ring right there. But anyway.
Yeah, it's Luke.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best events I went to. Was that King of the Ring right there?
Oh yeah, I mean, come on, it's like especially the fact you know, Mankind got thrown off the into the fucking table and you know still fucking wrestled.
Yeah, and that was the same night that it was the first blood match with Kane and Stone Cold. When Kane still had the mask on.
Yeah, the good mask. And then talk.
But I'm just saying, like, it was back then whenever, like, you know, you couldn't really tell if he was bleeding or not.
Or when Kane had to talk by putting his finger on his throat. I am a robot. That stupid shit.
Yeah, that was good stuff right there.
Boy Fox, that made funnier.
Like whenever they made him say suck it.
Suck it.
But no. I think it's how with the fact, you know, Mick Foley, you know, gets, you know, tossed off and, you know, the Hell in a Cell and the table is a match. Rikishi gets thrown into a fucking goddamn truck. Hey, in the truck. And he's just dead.
Well, come on, you got thrown into a fucking truck full of hay.
Well, that's because Mick Foley's fucking crazy.
He's a glorified stuntman.
He fell off the top of it. He got thrown off the top of the cage. He fell through the top of the cage, I think, too. And then he got slammed on some fucking thumbtacks that he put there.
And he got speared through a flaming table.
Well, that was a whole nother thing.
But still, I mean, he's just a glorified stuntman at the WWE.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, he did jump off his own roof when he was like a kid.
Well, I mean, that's why he has no teeth and like barely an ear and shit nowadays.
Well, one ear.
Yeah, well, barely an ear.
Probably.
So you need more wrestlers like that.
Yeah, they do. And they need to get rid of the fucking PG era.
No, they just need to spice it up or something.
At least add blood back to it.
Men, every time they bring blood back, they always overdo it.
Yeah, they do.
It's like...
That's a perfect example of that.
It's like, why is he bleeding so much? I thought this was WWE. The fuck did he get hit with?
What, is he on his period? Is that why he's bleeding? Bitch.
Like, I mean, just a little bit of blood, that's fine, but you motherfuckers pour it out. Like, what was that one match? It was, like Eddie Guerrero or something?
I think so, yeah.
And then there was that match, what was that, Brock Lesnar versus John Cena, where Cena was all bloody?
I mean,
the match where he ate women any day of the month.
I mean, come on.
Remember that picture on Facebook?
Yeah, that one.
I mean, come on, really, think about it. Fucking Triple H threw fucking Brock Lesnar into a fucking steel post, and fucking Brock Lesnar was just gushing blood.
Yeah. Well, they threw that in black and white so they wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because there was a nail sticking out of that ring post.
There wasn't no nail. Quit trying to lie.
I thought there was.
Yeah, no, Chris, there was no nail.
Why would there be a nail just chilling there?
Just to make him bleed.
Just to make him bleed.
Chris, I'm pretty sure if there was a nail sticking out of there and you know, his head went into it, he'd probably be dead.
Probably.
Yeah, have you not seen when Owen Hart died?
Yeah, exactly.
Nope.
Landing on the damn ring post.
Wasn't he trying to do the Shawn Michaels thing? From
something
the
like it. Something like it.
Or the Sting or whatever.
More like Shawn Michaels thing. Not Sting.
However you want to say it, yes, he was coming from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Coming from the ceiling into the ring post.
Yeah.
I should look that up on YouTube.
Yeah, right. You ain't gonna find that on YouTube.
I know.
I don't know if you're gonna find that anywhere.
Well, if you buy the DVD, maybe you'll find it there.
Because they cut that shit right the fuck off.
I thought they continued the pay-per-view.
Sure they did after they fixed all that.
Well, about to get kicked off.
Woo!